This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my professionals, David Drucker of the Washington Examiner, John Fund of the National Review Online, my colleague, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. The border, David, you mentioned it, and I have done reporting for weeks now on the inability of the border to be solved by the Biden administration, not just avoiding going there for a walk and talk, but also the larger picture of these great numbers of unaccompanied children now being distributed throughout California and other parts of the border area, and that there's no promise that this is going to disappear. Mr. Biden responded with comprehensive immigration reform, but that, of course, is an ambition that's been for many decades for Congress. So, David, are they organizing themselves? Have they got the deck chairs and the Titanic all lined up now, and they're going to respond because the numbers continue?
Well, the way they're choosing to respond to this is to improve the infrastructure and processing for the arrivals. And I think that fits with their philosophy that they do not want to return to the Trump administration's focus on tightening security so as to close the spigot of people coming here. Many, for better economic circumstances, for just because they want a piece of the American dream. But what the Trump administration did in tightening security and through other measures is they removed the incentive because people knew it was going to be too difficult to make it happen. And what Biden has done by relaxing the security regime is provide the incentive. And they also believe that Mr. Biden is more welcoming of immigrants, legal and illegal, which he is. And so I think what the administration, the new administration has chosen to do is to try and change the manner in which people are received and processed so as to reduce the criticism that they've been dealing with in terms of how the unaccompanied minors in particular are housed. What will be interesting to see, and I don't think we really know the answer yet, is whether or not allowing people to stay and not immediately sending them back is politically acceptable to the voters that the president's party depends on. And that is more than just the Democratic base. And Republicans will tell you this won't play, but depending on how they're able to do this, it may play just enough, but I don't think we know yet.
Mr. Fund, unaccompanied children, but now we hear anecdotally only that families are not being turned away. These numbers will continue because it looks to the people marching north from Central America that the door is open. Is that politically risky for the Biden administration, Mr. Fung?
John, what I'm going to say is very important. I've always been sympathetic to immigration. I was born on the border. My brother was the deputy chief of police in Tucson for many years. But what we're seeing now is not immigration. It is a surrender. The Biden administration is in the grips of ideological extremists. I give you three examples. A reporter just asked the president, the people the Trump administration separated out from the others, the unaccompanied minors, not a single unaccompanied minor has been paired with their parents. This lends credence to the argument that a lot of these unaccompanied minors were brought over by coyotes for purposes perhaps ill serving them. The president was confused. He looked baffled. He didn't understand the question. That shows he doesn't understand the issue. Secondly, these adults in the groups that are being released are not being tested for COVID. We're supposed to wear masks outdoors in some places, and we're not testing immigrants entering the country for COVID. And lastly, the president has apparently decided that these people are going to be distributed around the country in places that have not been used to this for many, many years. These are not refugees in the common sense of the term, fleeing a war-torn zone. This is what destroyed Bill Clinton in Arkansas in 1980. It's what damaged Jimmy Carter in 1980 during the Mariel boat lift. And that was Cubans who were far more sympathetic. I have to tell you, I think this president is either improperly informed or improperly understanding the issue.
Mr. McCotter, you have a question.
Wasn't Vice President Harris supposed to be involved with the border? What's happened with that?
David?
Well, nothing, apparently. I mean, I shouldn't say nothing. I mean, she's trying to involve Central American countries in trying to reduce the incentive and the reasons why people are fleeing. And so that's one strategy. But I think you raise an important question in this regard. It's not really clear to what extent she has taken command of this and how much of this crisis flows through her. And a good example, only unfortunately because it's recent and because it happened, is when President Trump put Vice President Mike Pence in charge of the COVID task force that the White House set up, he took command and control, and he was constantly on the phone with governors around the country, especially because Trump had such a difficult relationship with everybody for all the reasons we've discussed ad nauseum. And Mike Pence was the voice of reason. If you talk to anybody that didn't like the president, they will tell you they were able to get things from Mike Pence and that he was aware of everything and involved in everything. And look, maybe Vice President Harris is, and there are things we will learn. But I don't think yet that it's become apparent that this is something that's really within her portfolio on a minute-by-minute basis when you're supposed to be in charge of something of this magnitude.
Mr. Fund?
Kamala Harris is running for president. She thinks sooner rather than later, meaning 2024. She has proven herself unwilling to challenge the Democratic base, the loony left, of the activist community on any issue at any time. There is no sister soldier moment with her. There is a complete adherence to Bay Area values. She has grew up in a political bubble in California where there was no effective opposition to revanchist liberalism. And she is threatening her political future, because if she is going to be associated with this border issue, unless she changes course or convinces the president to change course, a political disaster looms.
John Fund, National Review Online. David Drucker, The Washington Examiner. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, My Professionals. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.